Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hello there, authentic podcast listeners. I'm Jordan Dahl.
And I... I'm Sam Wiles.
And if we seem a little aggressive, that's because we're the hosts of Fight Island, a comedy podcast about fictional fights and the very real island where they take place.
Each week we have on our favorite comedians to riff and roleplay about who would win in a fight between your favorite pop culture characters.
It's one part D&D, one part road trip game, and two parts roundhouse kick to the face.
It's brutal. It's funny.
It's Fight Island.
You didn't do it. I look so aggressive.
I got uncomfortable.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Stand By Your Band. I'm Tom Takar, the Wolf of Dog Street, joined as always by the Prince of Snarkness himself, Tommy McNamara. How are you, Tommy?
I'm doing well. We should have done this one with Rome. Stand By Your Band with Rome.
It's the way to go. You guessed it, guys. We're talking three. Wait, I almost said 311. I always mix these bands up.
Oh, my God.
That was a bad start. We're going to get a lot of guff here. But we've got David Bory on the show today to talk Sublime with or without Rome.
Without Rome, bro. Come on, man. Without Rome for sure. No Rome.
All right, we're going no Romo on this.
This is a Rome-free zone.
No roaming. Roaming rates may apply.
Yeah. Pause. No Rome.
Beautiful. We are talking about Sublime today. I feel bad. I had to push this meeting back. I'm all clunky today. I spent too long trying to get a PlayStation, and then in the middle of that Patreon, my thing did pop up to get in the shop or whatever, and then I missed it. And I missed it again. Another day, another PS5 lost.
Damn.
Are you in this market, David?
No, I just have. I have a PS3 and a PS2. I just stack them on top of each other. It's pretty cool.
Gets the job done. Yeah.
That would be fun. I miss my PS2, man. That's the one system that I wish I had kept that I don't. I still have my N64, but I don't have my PS2 anymore.
No, I don't. I don't. Nobody's given me a reason that PS5 is that great, and I might be stupid. That's fair too. But I haven't heard any. Nobody's been like, yeah, PS5 because blank.
Sure. The only thing I've got so far is one, the new Spider-Man game looks like it's going to be sick on it. And then
is it that different than the old Spider-Man game?
This is the thing. This is what I did when PS3 came out with PS2, is I was like, well, they make all the same games. And then I eventually got a PS3 and I was like, it is not the same. And the fact that it's going to be like that for PS5, it's mostly morbid curiosity that has me.
That's how my cat died.
That was morbid obesity.
I don't know. And then in 2 NBA 2K, apparently the world is way cooler, and so I'm very curious.
What's cooler than the current world?
Have you seen the current world?
Yeah, it's pretty cool, man.
The
I don't
beach
know. I'm not
situation.
I'm not a gamer, though. I'll tell the truth. I'll tell all
Thank
your
you.
Fucking fans.
This is what we brought you on for. You've been lying about being a gamer.
Confessions.
Man. Yeah. Big talk. No matter what you heard on Twitch, I'm not a gamer.
People are talking on Twitch, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Let them talk. That's what I say.
We play this 2K too much, and I want it to be the best it can be, and I want to keep up with the times, you know?
I understand. 2K's a harsh mistress.
Yeah, true. Yeah, it is. It takes up so much of my damn time. Can we tell the story about what happened last night? It's the hardest.
So we always play with we try and play with only our friends, but occasionally we don't have five people, so we need to add a rando into the mix.
No, I was in your 2K group for a long time.
Oh, you were in the Insta. Get back in there. Man.
It overwhelms me.
So yeah. I understand. We have a chiller group now.
Okay.
So yeah, last night we got four people, so we need to have one rando, as we call them. And usually these guys suck. They're usually, we assume, just annoying teens who are just messing up our good time. You know, we're all 30-year-olds drinking beers, playing 2K. And so last night we have this guy, this big man rando, and the game starts, and I love this guy. He's playing really well. He's not selfish. Yes.
We're all like hyped on this guy. It's the most we've ever talked about a rando being like cool. We literally said, somebody made the joke. They were like, we're going to send this guy a message after the game, or he's going to be rando of the year.
Rando of the year. We're going to give him the rando awards.
You said it was a big man rando? Like, was yes. Was he like playing like new school big man, like bringing the ball up or what?
No,
is great. We don't want that.
He did exactly what we wanted. He was playing old school big man. He was just beating people up in the paint, getting rebounds. And usually the worst rando you can get is a point guard who just drives down and jacks up a three. You hate that. This was ideal. This guy was killing it. Defensively great.
So we're winning this game. We're up, and I'm having a great half. I ended up being player of the half. In the middle of the game, his player just stops at half court on a defensive possession. We're like, oh, maybe he's quitting.
We thought he was quitting because he just stopped playing for a second. And we were like, whoa, he was doing so well. And then he's just hanging around. He's not playing defense or offense. He's just hanging around midcourt. And me and the other guys are chatting about that. And then Tommy goes, I know what he was doing. Go ahead.
So he had sent me a private message. Which said, play better defense, you dummy.
Oh, no.
So he stopped playing the game to type out that message to me. And this is a game where I had seven by the end of it, I must say.
Yeah, seven steals, right?
Yeah, insane.
Insane.
Why was he so angry at you?
I don't know. It drove me crazy. So then
on fire.
And I had to do like a revenge game the rest of the game too. And then I was like trying to think of what to say to this dude. At first I was like, I'm just going to send him a message that says chill. But then that's not me, you know?
So, no, that's not. That's Sublime with Rome. You're Sublime.
So I just said, we won the game. So I just said, hey man, that was a great team win. And he said, yeah, dude, great game. It's just ignoring what he'd said to me earlier, but you know.
Whoa.
It was beautiful. It was so funny to me. And it also just so happened to be the same day that I had sent the boys a message saying that I needed to chill because I sent somebody a message earlier that day for playing like shit and shooting 6-22 and losing us a game. And I got so mad I looked this guy up after the game and sent him a message that just said, you're trash. And then I was like, I'm 33. What am I doing? I can't.
What does looking him up entail?
That means I looked at his PSN name or whatever.
You find his family, you do.
Yeah, you got to dox him.
You have a very particular set of skills.
That's right. I find shitty point guards around the country who don't pass him to a man who's 8 of 9, which is where I was sitting.
And you take him outside and beat him with a pillowcase full of soap. That's how we used to do. That's how pickup used to be played. Online, Dreamcast, remember?
Soap days, baby.
Soap the soap days are over, my friend.
Clean yourself up. You just dump the soap all on him.
Wait, so what just happened, Tom?
Oh, so I just got a call that was so scary because I got a COVID test yesterday. Because I don't want to out this person if they're keeping it private, but which would be weird. But we have a friend who got COVID, and
is it the big rando? Is it?
That was the other thing. Is he may have given us all COVID? This big rando. But, I got COVID from a big rando. Sorry, Mom. No Christmas. Hey,
Who didn't? You know, if you're out here, you're out here.
So we got exposed. So I got tested yesterday. I've been waiting for a result, and I just got a call from New York that was like, "This is the this is Dr. Fauci or whatever." And
he calls us all personally. Just checking in.
So I get a call that's like, this is the New York, medical, whatever. And they were calling to be like, you know, someone who got it or whatever, which was weird. I don't know how that happened, but I guess that maybe Graham had. Oh, shit. Bleep that out. Maybe our friend like had to report everybody who was around or something.
Our friend Kay Graham, the woman.
I'm bleeping it. I don't even know how to do that. Or maybe I won't. You know, people are going to know.
Much like it's funny to me when comics do anything, it is funny when comics get COVID. I can't help it. I know that's like not cool to say.
I will say he is like one of the safest people I know. The guy who got, in case I believe this, and he also said he's fine. He's feeling fine. So okay. I feel bad for him because he's out a lot of money on travel to see his family for the holidays.
Yeah, they live in Wuhan.
Yeah. That is true. That is true. But yeah, it was a 15-minute long phone call though to tell me that, to tell me I wasn't allowed to leave my home for the next 14 days just in case. But I was like, I already got tested, so I'm waiting on the result now, but I feel completely fine. So we'll see. I got tested immediately. They were like, you'll probably get that in the next day or two. In fact, let's do a live check. Oh, that would be really bad if I had.
That would be very dark.
I've been checking it. My life is very dark these days. I've just been checking my COVID test and trying to get a PS5 and refreshing different browsers for both as if they're equally important. David, how you been, man? How's the COVID life treating you? How's or pandemic life, whatever?
You know, I'm just trying to stay away from the big randos, which is
tough. It's tough.
It's hard to do. Here's the thing. You go into this pandemic going, obviously, I won't be consorting with any big randos.
I didn't put the obviously on it. It was not obvious to me. I catch not just COVID. That's where I catch everything. Design tips, all kinds of shit, really. So, you know, I'm okay. I was grounded a lot in high school and elementary school, so I was built for this, you know.
It is kind of nice on days like this where it's like, it's in New York, it's snowy as hell, and like I'm just having a Moscow Mule, recording some podcasts with the boys, and then I'm gonna play some 2K. It's like having a damn snow day all the time.
I think it's miserable. I think it's really good for people who are already always mildly depressed. Because then it's just like, oh, okay, you know, I don't even have to worry that I'm eventually going to suck at comedy. I can just, it's on pause now.
That's kind of the best thing is the FOMO going away. Although there are a lot still shows going on, and like, and luckily now you can kind of browbeat people for doing comedy instead of feeling bad that you're not doing it. It's pretty sick.
You guys are in New York, right? Because I've been in the West this whole time. I was seeing all those New York shows like, well, that's fucking it. Everybody in New York is going to be 40 times better when this all unlocks. I'm fucking done. I got to go sell insurance. I fucking knew it was going to happen. No. Yeah, I'm good. I'm in Denver currently. It's
nice.
Yeah, I'm from Colorado. It's nice. Basketball starting back up.
That's sick. Very excited about
that. It's all happening.
Are you a Nugs man?
Oh, yeah. But when we were bad, too, like Van Exel also, not just
and like now.
Yeah, not just, yeah. Not like, yo, come on, weird. Joker. Come on, man. We were down. We're so young. He's like 24 years old.
Oh, you guys.
Murray's 24.
Yeah, Murray was awesome in the bubble.
Porter Jr. is going to, I think. You usually can't come back from a back injury, but I believe he's got a longevity. And I like it. It doesn't matter. I hate sports.
Well, the only speaking of Nugs, this is the band where you smoke a lot of Nugs and you listen to them. We're talking.
Oh yeah,
wonderful transition.
That was smooth as hell.
I think they should take the bubble to Rome. Let's talk about Sublime. Double transition. There's already a much better one. Let's talk a little about Sublime. So first off, when we hit you up to do the show because we love you, we're big fans, and we wanted to get on the Bori train. And
yay! I'm bringing that back. I've been bringing back that.
Oh no!
LA for 1 month, and you reverted back. Yeah. To it's 2010 it's, humor.
It's killing in my Airbnb. So you know. No, you can cut that.
Oh, can I?
It's gonna be the most heavily edited episode we've ever had.
Come on, we want to ride that Bori train. You can't help it. You keep saying it. When we first came to you, you pitched to us a man named Bob Marley that we quickly vetoed in that we feel that too many people love Bob Marley and not enough hate for him. Like,
I don't think they do.
Mad at us.
I you wanted to say that. Him? I don't think anybody actually listens to him.
See,
besides
12-year-olds
with the T-shirts,
I was into him in my late teens. But yeah, I see what you mean. People don't really go to him. My brother-in-law was really into the Marleys. But
which one of the 40?
Exactly.
And don't say Steven, because that's weirdo shit.
I did not know there was. Oh yeah, I forgot about Stephen Marley. there's a Stephen in every family. Yeah. Stephen Marley and Stephen Baldwin should collab. Ooh, and I'm saying it here first.
Like a mixtape/documentary type of thing.
That's what people want.
Stephen on Stephen.
But we get guff for if the artist isn't hated enough, and especially because we post online for people to comment on these things, and then people are like, oh, I guess you guys have run out of bands. That's the one.
Oh, that I could see that. I could see that.
But Sublime is a perfect one. So you're next up. And I liked what you said, which is that you thought like the stoner culture thing kind of gave the fans of Marley maybe were the problem. And Sublime is the perfect example of like stoner culture.
Yeah, it's bands. The worst.
Yeah.
It's the fucking just a lot of hemp necklaces with the medallions that have like a glass mushroom, like a blown glass mushroom medallion. You know what I'm talking about? Like,
oh, yeah. Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
A lot of stepdad angst.
I found something in doing a little research. I found something that is so fitting about Sublime. I don't know if you saw this, Tom, and in your research, but do you guys know Sublime, their first name, right when Bradley joined the band?
Oh, I don't. I
no,
think
I don't either.
Yeah, I don't know this.
They were called, it's a perfect name for who likes them. They were the Juice Bros.
Oh, that's kind of the better name.
Yeah, they should have stuck with Juice Bros.
It's more fitting, yeah.
Yeah, you should have been the Juice Bro. That's my new 2K team. Me and Big Rando, watch out for the Juice Bros.
Oh, no, the Juice Bros are here.
No, I'm gonna team up with Big Rando.
Man, I wanted to go to the party, but I heard the Juice Bros were going to be there.
I did not know that. I don't know how I missed that here, but that's a great name. I think we should all be Juice Bros. It helps you live a longer life by all those documentaries from 2013.
Oh yeah, are you talking about Dr. Sebi? Is that what we're doing?
I'm talking about all of them. There was that whole damn it, what was that one that was like fat, fit, and damn it, there were all those documentaries that were all telling you to drink green juice, and that was like the whole point of it, and I did it and it was good, and I looked much better then. I should get back.
Green juice is good, man. I don't know, I don't think you're gonna take down Big Green Juice right now. It's like a solid product.
I have a theory that actually Moscow mules are what are good for you. And
mule never looked better. Dr. Tom's Moscow Mule Fitness.
Fit as a mule. Look at how hard I kick now. It's because I'm angry from all the sugar and booze.
Also sterile. Is that mules can't? They're sterile, right?
I think that's true, but wait, is it?
Yeah, mules are sterile because they're an abomination. Right? They're like a slight against. It's like a horse donkey.
So well, they said I was an abomination to Obama's nation.
Yeah, which is a pretty shitty way to start a conversation.
To start a conversation. That's yeah, that's what I was saying.
That's what I'm talking about. What a way. Who started the conversation that way? Hey, by the way, thanks for coming on the show. You're an abomination to Obama's nation. Go. Now you go.
That's what a fuck conversation. What the fuck, Ricans? Oh, I never heard that podcast.
Did he ever say what the fuck are Ricans? Because that feels like racial.
Is that not his whole vibe? Man, this podcast is getting crazy. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm drunk on camaraderie.
My man. Can I introduce you to the Moscow Mule?
What up, mule frickins?
So you were into let's get into David meeting Sublime.
Okay,
let's talk about the intro. What was your intro to Sublime?
I was just smoking weed, and then you know you're a kid, so you think that that's like a personality, right? Mm-hmm. But like the way that rappers talked about weed, because I only listened to rap until like 10th grade or some shit like that. But the way that rappers talked about weed was like maybe more aggressive than I mm-hmm. wanted marijuana to be. And I was like not tapped into weed culture. I just got it from like this kid, Steven Patridge, gave me some weed on the bus. He was like, he's really dirty. Like it was not, I didn't know about the like good vibes, marijuana. I didn't know any of that shit.
And you said Steven Patridge, right? That's P-A-T-R-I-D-G-E.
Yeah. Like the like partridge, but with the R on the other side of the T.
Get them, boys.
Get them, mules. Yeah, and then I met this girl who also smoked weed and listened to Sublime. And I was like, oh, what a great personality this is for a young person to have. And I didn't know it was corny till years later. I didn't know it was corny because I lived in Colorado, like in a small town. I didn't know Sublime was cheesy until I moved to California.
Well, I thought you were from California. That's why I was like, oh, that makes sense.
Oh no, I'm just a cool dude.
That was the mistake I made.
Yeah, a lot of people think that because I'm so chill.
Sure.
And my vocal fry? But nah, I'm mile high till I die, baby. But yeah, this girl listened to Sublime, and then I was like, I don't know. It's good music for kids, I think. I don't, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's very chill and like, oh, yeah, no worries.
That was definitely the one time I was into him too. Was like high school. I was like, oh, this is like such a cool band. And like, I was so like all in on it. Like learning how to play What I Got, the solo, which is, as someone will point out on Twitter, it's like, that's the easiest solo to play in the world. But I was like,
I don't think they were good at instruments particularly.
For sure. No, I agree.
I also remember I had a teacher who straight up made fun of me for it, and I did not get it. Like, we were in class, and she was like, she said something about music, and I was like, what do you know about music? And she's like, I was like, have you ever listened to Sublime? And she was like, in the eighth grade, which was such a burn, but I didn't even know. I was like, bitch doesn't get it.
She's mad because she lost her taste in music. She must have had COVID back then.
Yeah, idiot. Quit going to the wet market, Miss Durkee. Saying a lot of real names on here.
Get her, boys.
Yeah, she's one of the mule hounds for sure.
let's go ahead and listen to a song. And
yeah, for sure.
Hell yeah.
What should we listen to here first? I got a playlist cooking. And we, like I said, we got six songs as normal. I'm still looking at the Aquabats playlist from the damn Patreon. By the way, we haven't done this yet. Get on that Patreon. We did a live Stand By Your Band Battle of the Bands on the Patreon last week. I think it's one of the best damn shows we've ever done. It was very fun.
So
one
fun.
Of the best. It was Blair Saki. It was
Shane Torres, Bobby Condon, and Amy Silverberg.
Yes,
oh, that's a
killer and a surprise guest. I'm not going to give it away because you got to listen to that. But $3 a damn month, and it's a great time. My cat's up.
Is the surprise guest Big Rando?
Yes.
Big Rando joined us.
He came in to read
that. We all got COVID. All right, let's go ahead and hear Santeria. We got to give it to the people.
Give it to them. They want it.
They need it. They know they need it.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
But I hoo <Hoo-dee-hoo>. Hoo That's domestic violence. But I really wanna say I can't get by.
I mean, what a song.
Undeniable. What else can you add to that?
Undeniable.
It takes me back.
It takes you back, right? Just like in the Safeway parking lot, nowhere to go. Eighth of an ounce of swag on you. Just alive, you know what I mean? Just fucking alive, bro.
The song is about a guy contemplating the use of black magic, voodoo, or Santeria. Anything he can to get back to his girl. This lyric was written by lead singer Brad Noel, who died 2 months before the album was released.
Damn.
But his girl doesn't want him, right? She's got a Sancho now. It's like kind of over.
Yeah, she's got that Sancho, and it's done. He doesn't need this. I mean, Santeria, it's like this guy's a bad guy, but
also, I'm gonna put it on the table. I don't know if white people can just get into Santeria like that. It's like I can't just watch Gilmore Girls or whatever. Like, there's like a fucking there's like steps to it.
Wait, I think you probably could just watch Gilmore Girls.
Yeah, no, probably you're right. It's no, there's no magic. There's no magic there,
except for the connection between Rory and Lorelai.
Lorelai sounds like the name of a practitioner of magic.
I remember I learned what the word Sancho meant much later, which is I was working at a restaurant. And
yeah, that's story.
Of course, this guy Freddie, who I was working with, he was a great guy, and he asked to see a picture of my girlfriend, and I showed him a picture of my girlfriend with a dog, and he said, "That's the Sancho," and pointed at the dog.
Whoa, Freddie! So Freddie was hilarious.
Yes, and roasted my ass. <That's> And I had to like Google it to learn how bad he'd roast me.
That's so funny.
Yeah,
man, it's very weird to ask to see a picture of a man's girlfriend
with full intention of making fun of him, no matter what.
It was gonna be, she could have stood next to a lamp. There was gonna be something in that picture was gonna be the Sancho, man. That was probably his bit. Like, you know how guys have like their one bit?
Yes,
like, that was his bit. It's the dog, he said. Oh, get Freddy on the Patreon.
We gotta get him on that.
Jesus Christ.
Well, unfortunately he got fingered.
Freddy. By the way, that movie's great. I stand by that movie.
Yeah, it's good.
It's funny as hell. That was Tom Green just having a good time.
He's having a blast. But yeah, that song, man, I still don't know why people hate it so much.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that this song suffers from the over radio play, maybe, and maybe the stoner vibe of the fans. But you know who I'm sure has a theory on why this band is hated so much, and in fact probably joins in on this hate, is our regular segment host, Jared Thompson. This is the segment they went to Jared. We have our friend and foe of the show, Jared Thompson, the owner of the Comedy Attic in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. By the way, buy your friends and family a gift card to the Comedy Attic if you're if you're looking for a gift to give, because people can watch shows virtually these days, or, you know, hold on to them till the club opens back up. You can use them to see all the greats that have been through that club, like Maria Bamford, Brian Regan, all that good stuff. I'm reading this like it's an ad, and I'm just saying it. That's what an ad man I am, huh? Anyway, Jared is our resident hater on the show, and I already know that he hates Sublime because we just did the Patreon and somebody defended Sublime in the Patreon. Bobby Condon did, and got brutalized by Shane Torres. He really got taken to task for liking.
Well, all right. First of all, I'm going to beat the shit out of Shane.
I think that's fair. And that's the sort of thing I can get behind, because Shane did give me a concussion. He's a bad guy.
Yeah.
We say it on the show all the time.
I also think that Shane deep down likes Sublime. I don't believe him. I think that's like Shane being like, "Oh, I'm Mr. New York." I think that
I'm sensing a lot of New York hate on this episode.
I'm from the West, dog. I picked Sublime. Colorado.
Wait, what's his name? It's not JT in the Straight Shot. What is it?
JD. The guy,
JD in the Straight Shot.
James That's Dolan,
our,
yeah.
Yeah, James Dolan, the owner of the Knicks. He's our favorite musician here in New York.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's because the Knicks suck.
No argument here.
Are you guys Knicks fans? That's a
bummer. Heavens no.
Yeah, that'd be rough.
I'm a Pacers fan. I'm from
Indiana. You're from Indiana.
And then
I'm from Chicago, so I'm a Bulls fan. Great team to root for the last 5 years. We love them.
Still better than the Knicks. Like, less antics, you know what I mean?
Very true.
Knicks are bad, and it's more fun to watch the... I like going... I've only gone to one Knicks game. I went to several Nets games back when you could do that sort of thing. But it's much more fun to watch the Nets. But we gotta play this clip from Jared, or else people are gonna lose their minds. Jared, of course, like I said, friend and foe of the show. This is his regular segment where he gets to shit on whatever band we're talking about, and here are his thoughts on Sublime.
What's up, y'all? This week they went to Jared. The boys are gonna have David Borey on defending Sublime. So let me first say that I sort of by accident saw David on stage. It was actually at 208 Fest in Boise, and I hadn't heard of him at that point, and I thought he was really funny, and have sort of kept tabs on him since then. And, you know, I'm hoping to have him at the Comedy Attic, you know, as long as he's still doing comedy and we're still open, you know, later. But so I apologize, David, in advance for you having to be a part of this, but sort of very, I don't want to say famously, but it's known that they are on my Mount Rushmore of the worst bands in history. And I feel like that it does break one of my rules, which is going to make this worse, but I typically don't judge bands that or artists that aren't trying to be great as harshly. Like, I don't think that anyone would argue that like the Backstreet Boys thought that they were making, you know, a Beatles album or whatever, but I honestly do believe that Sublime, it's very much an accident that they're famous, and I don't really think that that's what they thought was going to happen when they first started. And I don't know the actual like dates of this, but it does seem like that they became way, way, way more famous once the dipshit lead singer guy died.
Oh my God.
And I don't really think that they would have ever been nearly as popular if that didn't happen. Now, I don't really know that for sure. That's just always been my thought. But musically, it is as gross and disgusting as anything has ever been in history. It's white and nasty and just completely awful. And there's what it sort of yielded after that, these other bands and artists that it yielded, and the fans and just the nasty people, it's just gross. And I don't know how this is possible that you could like it, but anyway, I will talk to you guys later.
Man, sounds like he needs to smoke two joints.
Yeah, if you can. I think before every one of these recordings, Jared should smoke two joints, and I think he'd loosen up a little bit.
Yeah, you know? My rebuttal to that is it can't all be propaganda or whatever he was like. You can.
Wait, is that a band?
Yeah, I'm just saying. So terms I heard on
propaganda.
The internet.
That one's up for grabs, I think.
No, but like it doesn't all have to be. It can be candy. You could just pop one in your mouth and go walk down the street. And it doesn't have to be incredible. You know what I mean? Everybody likes some trash every now and again, right? Like, and he's right. They were definitely not trying to be great. I can't. They had their dog on stage.
Yeah.
Lou Dog.
I was just reading about Lou Dog. Now that you say it, that he was used in the videos, but because he was really bad. Oh, here we go. Noel's Dalmatian Lou Dog has a starring role in the video for Santeria, but in most of the scenes, a trained lookalike dog was used.
Whoa.
Direction well, and at one point bit Lister. I think at that point, just replace the dog fully. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
They got kicked off the Warp Tour because he bit some skaters.
Oh my God, Lou Dog was vicious. Damn.
Yeah, Lou Dog sounds like a bad dog. I'm sorry, I'll say it.
Dalmatians are notoriously ill-tempered. It's not even like a
good... Is that right?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, right. They're not like well-behaved. They're not like nice animals.
Damn. I heard that some of those fires that the Dalmatians showed up to, they started them.
That's true. Known arsonists.
That's why they hire them. They're like, we need a fire starter. Yeah. It's the only thing that can stop a fire.
Prodigy used to do that. I think this is going to be the one segment that people will be very upset about because people love that Lou Dog.
Yeah, that's true.
This is what's going to piss people off.
Nobody knows the dog. We don't know anything about these people. That's what I, right? Is everybody else like me found the band at 15?
I think so.
Like, I don't know anything about these. I don't know anything about Bradley Noel. I didn't go to Long Beach till like 10 years later. It was cool. I got a burrito. I don't know, man.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Man, that sounds good as hell right now. I'm very
exactly.
Shall we hear another song here to,
yes.
To keep us moving? Let's hear, let's just go down the order of what I put them in a random order. I just realized that. But let's hear Wrong Way next. Why not?
Ooh.
Wrong Way was fun.
All right. Or she'll be a whore. Nobody ever told her it's the wrong way. Don't be afraid with the quickness you get laid. For your family get paid, it's the wrong way. I give her all that I have to give. I'm gonna make it hard to live. Soggy tears running down to her chin. And it ruins up her makeup and never wants.
Finally, somebody makes art about the dark side of sex work.
Hell yeah.
First of all, the wrong way. This is another song, man. I didn't take any of it. I just thought it's just fun to sing. I think that I've sang this song with friends more than I've like listened to the whole. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing. This music is nothing. It's candy for me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But also, yeah, that song's aggressive. It's very intense.
It's very, listening to it now when you are like an adult and thinking about the lyrics, like, oh man, yeah. Why do you have to say that?
Why'd you write this? Like, who is this for? This is song?
This is like his morning pages. Like he wakes up and just starts writing this. Yeah.
I feel like this was something he had to like get off his chest.
Yeah,
it is a scary, scary song lyrically.
Yeah, it's a lot. I will say it is very weird to hear like the horns come in there after all
of that. Yeah, do you want to escape poverty?
I don't know why, but maybe it's the horns or something, and I don't know why this would click for me, but something about this makes me feel like this band lives in the Drew Carey Show averse.
I don't know if you guys watched
that show. I loved that show.
Yeah, they were just drinking buzz beers, hanging out with Lou Dog.
I feel like they would listen to this. Exactly. Yeah. I feel like they'd be friends with Lou Dog, and they'd be listening to this.
Lewis would say it was named after him. Yeah, I think that. Yeah, I think that this is a Drew Carey-ass band.
I definitely think Oswald liked this band.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's when he was wearing all those Hawaiian shirts? What do you think started that?
You guys know more about the Drew Carey Show than I do. I'll tell you that.
It was on after the Fresh Prince, after football practice.
Yes. So, there you go.
There was an order to things.
Hey, if somebody said, hey, does anybody know anything about the Drew Carey Show? I'd say, me.
He got him.
Got him.
You did get me.
Yeah, I stand by. Man. I know these songs are trash, but as you're playing them, I'm dancing. Like, I don't know, man.
I'm having a good time.
It just tastes like, it just sounds like drinking a Keystone Light in a park before dark.
Oh, hell yeah.
I was going to say, David, you would know this, because we used to hear back in Chicago that the Keystone Light was like the discarded Coors Light. Like, it was like the outlet mall of Coors Light.
There's so many rumors. There's also the rumor that like the little colors on the cans, like on the bottom, that like if you got the black one, those were like higher alcohol or whatever. I don't know, man. It's trash. We drank it all the time in Colorado because it was straight up like, it was for real like $14 for a 30 pack.
Dude, I was just about to say the same thing. It was 13. I remember vividly it being 13 for a 30 pack in Bloomington. And we drank it all the time, and God, it was bad. I couldn't afford not to, though.
After the $5 cheap it was. After the $5 tax or whatever that the grown-up kid who paid for it for you, it's like still a pretty good deal. No, we drank it, but we also, like, Colorado has this weird, like, thing about California where everybody wants to pretend that they're, like, from California, you know what I mean? It's just, like, a weird proximity thing. So Sublime was, like, one of those things, just like, yeah, just, like, listening to Sublime, it reminds me of Cali. Nobody calls it Cali. Because that's stupid.
Oh, no. Do people call Colorado Cali?
Nope.
Well, it's yours if you want it.
Yeah, you can have it.
I'm going to have to leave it out there.
You're gonna leave that on the table? Who knows who could pick it up? It could get put in the strange of a big rando. Tommy, do you want to play the next song here?
Yeah, for sure.
Gotta run to the old. I'll be right back.
All right, cool. So next on the list, we are going to play a song, and I'm very excited about it. I'm not vamping or stalling while I look up the playlist. That's not what's
happening. It's okay, man. What's going on with you? You tell me, what'd you do today?
Well, today we had a snowstorm, so I went out and I stocked up on everything because we got big. It's going to snow like 14 inches in New York today. So
that's what I heard.
Yeah, so I went and got I got all the supplies. You know, I got.
What'd you get? Some mayonnaise?
I got a big vat of mayonnaise, and then a
couple eggs.
Couple eggs, some custard, and and this song, and I got a little bit of bad fish.
How's it going, dude?
Hey, man, what's up?
Tell Todd to turn the radio back on. When you grab a hold of me, you tell me
It was so wild listening to that this time, just not having been to a party.
Yeah.
I was like, oh man, I missed this so much.
Being outside with your bros drinking Coronas, you know?
Just having bad conversations. I miss it.
Yeah, back when life was fast and furious.
It was all about family.
Yeah. Any real racer knows.
Dude, this is a little, just a very stupid tidbit here, but for the movie show, which, by the way, you guys can watch every Thursday on Sci-Fi. For the movie show, originally, we were supposed to, the first episode was going to be all about the Fast and Furious movie that was supposed to come out this year. And because Sci-Fi was doing this thing where they were like, we're going to lead into the movie show by, we're going to do a marathon of all the Fast and Furious movies.
Of course.
And so they were like, look, me and Andy Woodhull, past guest on the show, they knew that we were the only guys on the writing room. And they were like, look, Alex and Adam were like, look, we don't fucking have time to watch all these movies. We've never seen them before. Can you guys watch all of the Fast and Furious movies so that we can do this? And so me and Andy took 2 days and just smoked and watched all of the fucking Fast and Furious movies and had to write all like pick them apart for jokes and all this shit, because they were like, in between movies they're in commercial breaks, we're gonna put in you guys doing jokes like with the puppets or whatever. And then it got announced that that was not happening anymore, so it was truly for nothing. We did all of it.
That's amazing.
I mean, 20 hours watching Fast and Furious movies in 2 days for truly nothing. But
was that not what you were going to do in those 2 days?
That's a good point. It was a normal it was a normal Tuesday for me, but it was just funny to have gone through all of that and to have the excuse of like, no, it's for work. And
yeah,
truly, it went nowhere. It's really.
Did you smoke weed while you were doing it?
Of course. I mean, you can't get through 9 Fast and Furious movies.
Is that how many they've made?
I think it's 9. I may have lost
track. Fuck me. What?
And then the new one looks insane, but we have to wait for that.
Do they go to space in that new one?
Oh, I don't know. Do they?
And that might have been a joke.
The newest one?
Yeah,
that might be a joke, because I don't think they've gone to space yet. They have had a car drive through 3 buildings in a row.
I saw that one. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Like,
I mean, I love these movies. Don't get me wrong. The last 5 are so good, and then the first 3.5 are bad. But
no, that's anyway. What I was going to say. It's the only franchise that gets progressively better.
It truly does, because they realized that somebody realized that it was funny at some point.
Right.
And that was when it got really good.
Well, they are going to space, by the way. It is real.
Oh, man.
They're going to space?
Yeah. Michelle Rodriguez has confirmed that there is a space scene in the next Fast and Furious.
Fuck yes.
That's incredible. That is incredible. Very excited for that franchise to continue. That song, it made me miss society, like many things do. But
it's like one of those songs that you hear in a bar and you're like, this song sucks, but also it's fun to be with my friends. Well, I mean, I don't think it sucks, but other people say that. I'm usually like, hey, man, fuck you, all right?
Fair
enough. I'll throw down for Sublime and Rome.
Oh, now you're going back on the Rome thing?
No, I was just trying to make you guys laugh. That's not true.
You sold yourself out, David.
Yeah, for the giggles. I haven't had any for a while, so I'm a laugh whore. Man. It's the wrong way.
It's the wrong way. Life has turned us into laugh whores. That's beautiful. And a drunken father. But look, we have more songs to get to. And we got to blow through these because we got so much other shit to get to still. So let's, we haven't heard Doing Time yet, right?
No, this is the jam.
I'm going to skip forward.
Oh, yeah.
Summertime.
definitely the tension.
Damn.
Damn.
Yeah, that one's fun.
That it's so much fun, man. It's fun to sing. Also, I think I realized when you were playing this, I like this music because I actually did grow up listening to reggae. Like, my mom's very African. A lot of Lucky Dubé and, like, Peter Tosh and even, like, Desmond Dekker and shit. So this shit felt like not listening to my parents' music. But it was still, like, based in my parents' music. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I could be like, I'm not like you, Mom.
I'm rebelling.
I listen to Sublime, not reggae by black people like us. What struggle?
I think that's
thinking about what it's like to be from Long Beach, Mom. I don't know about Trench Town rock. Anyways, yeah.
I think there's a lot of white high schoolers, which I was one back in the day. We heard this music and we hadn't heard the real reggae, and this was just like what reggae? It was like, oh yeah, reggae, Sublime. Like, this is it. Like,
they really?
I think I just didn't listen to any actual reggae, so this was like
that's hilarious. I never even thought about it from that angle. You didn't even know that this was a bastard. Well, all right, that's good too.
I do want to play really quickly. The Lana Del Rey did a cover of this song last year.
I was just about to mention this.
What? Yeah.
That she put out as a single, which I was shocked by, from an album I really liked, Norman fucking Rockwell. This is Lana Del Rey's doing time.
This is a lady who loves cops.
So she is terrible in a lot of ways.
Did she say she likes cops?
She dated a cop. It was, what? So everyone was very mad.
Damn. Down like a penitentiary. Oh, she loves cops. She spreads her loving on everyone when she gets home. There's no love for me. Summertime and the living's easy. Rally's on the microphone with accents. It's a little sleepier than the original.
I like her because she sounds like she's dead. She died 100 years ago and is now trapped in a painting. That's a good sound. I like it.
She should do every. She should do a Caress Me Down like that too.
Oh my God! Oh my God. Yeah, she needs to tap into that market. Not a lot of money there, but you know.
Well, I found a quote that blew my mind here because this she recorded a super chilled out version of the song for the 2019 documentary Sublime about the California band. So I guess that it was originally for that, and then she put it on Norman fucking Rockwell, which I enjoyed. It's funny, when I heard this song today, I was like, why do I feel like I just heard the song? It's because of that, but I did not know it was a Sublime song. Jesus Christ, my cats are nuts.
David, this is a story that relates to you, by the way. Remember that Claire O'Kane wedding last
year? Oh, yeah.
So
how could I forget?
That night, I was very drunk. You wouldn't believe this. And I was I was very drunk after the wedding. And I was in an Airbnb with like three other people. And everyone was really mad because I was playing this album on repeat really loud from my phone, passed out. So I wasn't even listening to it. They just hear this Lana Del Rey Sublime cover blasting.
That's
incredible. Man, I love, you know? Love it.
She said, not a day goes by that I don't listen to at least one Sublime song.
Wow.
Well, that's a lie, and she loves cops.
Yeah, I don't buy it.
That's not, nobody, that's stupid. That's a stupid thing to say.
I don't buy it a bit. You already mentioned it. I think we should go ahead and hear Caress Me Down. I want to get to, like I said, I found a quiz that I think we should do, and then we got the comments and all that good stuff. So here's Caress Me Down.
Get popped in your knee, just wipe that look off your body face. You hate me cause I got what you need. A pretty little daughter that we call Nixie. And if you wanna get beat physically, it will be over in a minute if you. So she told me to come over and I took that trip.
Oh,
and
no.
Then she pulled out my mushroom dip. And when it came out, it went drip, drip, drip. I didn't know she had the G.I. Joe Kung Fu. And the girl caressed me down, and that's that loving sound. It went, and the girl caressed me down, and that's that loving sound. When that kiss makes me feel horny, cause I'm the type of lover.
Don't like hearing him say that word.
Come on. This song rules, dude. He's talking about getting J.O.'d.
Wait, that's what he's talking about?
Yes.
I thought he was talking about a massage of his mushrooms. I thought he pulled out the salad.
15-year-old me, I wanted to hear songs about dudes doing what I was doing. Getting jerked off.
I will say there are not enough tributes to the HJ, you know?
No, man, we threw it in the trash. We threw it in today's fast-paced butt wop culture. You forgot how much we used to love getting jerked off as a nation. As a nation, we used to love that.
What's the name of that dude who did the? He like read out the WAP lyrics like very slowly and got roasted. Ben Shapiro.
Yeah,
Ben Shapiro. It'd be so funny if that's what he was mad about. He's like, "What happened to songs about hand jobs?" Huh?
Yeah, my day.
We've fallen from grace.
Come on, that song is fun to sing though. It's got a Spanish part.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Well,
I remember that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It says this song is on Song Facts. It says this song is about a boy with Latin roots who lived in El Otro Lado, the other side of the border as seen from Mexico. It's about his relationship with girls, especially a girl called Mixie and her family who wanted to kill him. He did travel to Costa Rica, maybe running from the relatives of Mixie, and hung out with his Latin friends drinking and surfing. Sorry, brother. This song's about getting an HJ.
That's the rest of that is artifice. Like, this song's about getting J.O.'d. I still like it. It's weird when he talks like that, when he says horny, and he says, kiss my neck and tickle me fancy. That is weird. Yeah. I don't know what I still love it though in my heart.
That's the part that I like. I don't like when he says he pulls his dick out and it goes drip, drip, drip.
He didn't know she had the G.I. Joe.
He didn't know.
He was about to get that G.I. J.O.
He thought it was going to be a loosely J.O.
Oh, shit. All right. We got one more song here, and I think we should go ahead and play it. And this is a weed anthem. Let's hear Smoke Two Joints.
Yeah.
In a single room with three other individuals.
I'm skipping.
One of them was a male. And then I
So I fucked up. I skipped the part where he talks about how many joints he smokes. So we got that.
It was like perfect how you skipped from the intro.
I skipped the main. You know, let's hear it because I feel bad.
Let it be known. Come on.
It's clearly a bong, by the way.
Yeah, that sounds like this might be a bong, which is not an instrument 100% that I knew about.
Smoke two joints in the afternoon. It makes me feel alright. I smoke two joints in a time of peace and two in time of war. I smoke two joints before I smoke two joints and then I smoke two more.
Damn. All right. I truly did skip right over the part that I meant to play.
It was incredible. Yeah.
Normally, I'm pretty good at just skipping by luck to the right thing. And then this time, I just didn't want to hear that opening part. And I missed the important part. But we got to hear it. Nobody's mad.
Yeah. And we all remember the opening part you skipped.
Exactly.
Single room with two male, one female.
I saw that movie years later, and they said that part because it's from that movie, either Valley of the Dolls or Return to the Valley of the Dolls.
Oh shit!
Yeah, but when they said it, I was alone in my room, just like going nuts. I never even thought that it could be actually from a movie.
Dude, I don't remember if I said this on the podcast, but this weird ass thing happened like 3 weeks ago where Antonia and I were watching a movie, this old ass movie from like the 50s. And then we were watching Queen's Gambit and the mom is watching the movie that we were watching. And it's like a weird movie. It's not like a popular movie. And we were both like, that is fucking so weird. And it's not interesting to anybody except for us. But it was still crazy. But it blew our minds that we were like, we wouldn't have gotten this reference if we had seen it. Anyway, that's all the songs that we have.
Yeah, that last song might be even objectively pretty bad.
Here's what I will say. You said the thing about the weed personality thing, and like I will say that hearing that made me be like, man, I wish I could smoke two joints right now.
Yeah. But
unfortunately, it's still illegal.
It's also like, because when you're young and you listen to adult music, so little of what they do in the music do you do, right? And like, I don't know about you guys, I was definitely smoking weed before I was like having sex or doing things that rappers did. So like this music was very like, yeah, they're just like me.
Yeah, that's so funny. You know what I love is
14-year-old me.
I never thought it is so funny how they make weed feel very chilled out. And listening, because I grew up listening to I listen to Tupac a lot, and
oh yeah,
Tupac does not make weed sound fun.
It's that's what I was saying, man.
It's so funny.
And no, like, rappers make it sound cool, or they make it sound, they just make it sound like as stressful as everything else that they're doing.
Yeah, it's like, maybe cut that out, because it sounds like it's adding a lot of anxiety to your life.
Well, it's also like, you have PTSD, you're self-medicating, these guys are just kind of losers.
Yeah.
Like, that sounds more fun to me.
That's so funny, man.
Like, they're not smoking weed and then engaging in violence, they're just like smoking weed and then smoking more weed. And like, that was a lifestyle I could get behind.
Yeah, it sounds like they're smoking quite a bit there. But we have some other segments we got to get to here before we rate the playlist and all that good stuff. We I found a quiz here that I feel like we got to do.
I'm excited.
I like when we do quizzes on the show, and I liked this one a lot. So here's the quiz. It is, which Sublime song describes you?
And, shit.
Here's the description. Sublime is one of the best bands of the 90s and revolutionized ska punk. Bradley Noel had some great lyrics, which we can find some relation to. But it is just too bad that Bradley Noel died at 28. I'm like what Jared said. It's too bad that he died with only three albums under his belt. If you are a fan of Sublime, and by fan, I assume you know more than three songs that everyone knows, then let's
I know
see.
Four.
You gave us six.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
The two of them were just random. They were big random.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see which song you can relate to. Are you a laid-back cool fella or a mellow surfer? Or even,
he didn't say fella, did he?
It says fella, and here's the other one. It says, or even a beer guzzler. Let's see.
God damn it.
All right.
This is why everybody hates them. This, like, right here is why everybody hates Sublime.
You're not wrong. I feel like this is it. All right. There's 10 questions here. Number one is, and it's, there's three answers here. So I'll read them out like that. So number one, a perfect day is ... One, a day with good people. Two, a party with great liquor, all for free. And three, a day with perfect waves.
Okay, first of all, can I say this test is like culturally biased towards California mooches?
Yeah, that's true. you mean Sublime fans. I think that's what you meant to say.
Yeah, that is what I got to say one, personally.
Okay, a day with good people. All right. I mean, who wants to go to a party with great liquor, all for free alone? You don't know anybody.
Yeah. Also, I feel like this author, when they say great liquor, they mean like Bacardi Razz.
Yeah. Great. They got great liquor at this party. Yeah. They got they got apple pucker.
Yeah. All the shit chicks like.
Okay, number two, your biggest problem is one, fighting a-holes, two, stress from work, home, etc., or three, pollution, comma, litter.
I mean, I gotta keep it real, man. I gotta say three.
Oh, pollution?
That's your biggest problem?
Well, and comma, litter.
Okay, that's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, comma, litter adds quite a bit.
It's not fighting a-holes, but what?
I like that Kamala Harris is our VP, but comma litter is a big problem. Number three, let's pretend I didn't say that. Number three is if you could drink anything right now, it would be one, it be smoked instead? Two, liquor. Three, clean water, I guess. Or four, non-alcoholic beer would be nice, please.
What?
It also says non-alcoholic beer.
Well, what Sublime song is like non-alcoholic beer? What does that make you?
Also, question. who drinks liquor when they're thirsty?
That's a good point.
I got it.
Yeah, they don't hand that out at marathons. Although they do hand you, they give you a beer at the end of a marathon, from what I understand, which is like, who would want that then?
Oh, yeah, that'd be too hoppy, like an IPA or some shit. Ugh. I got to say clean water. This test is making me look like a nerd, but I got to tell the truth, man.
Hey, I appreciate the truth. Number four, best Sublime album. One, 40 Ounces to Freedom. Two, Robin the Hood. Three, Sublime. Four, Never Had One of Those. Five, IDK. I just downloaded them.
It's Sublime. It's the self-titled. Everybody, that's not even.
That feels obvious.
Yeah, that's not even a question, really.
Five, my dream house is one, a sweet and nice pad. Two, something close to the liquor store with a mini bar.
Jesus.
Dog.
Three, an isolated apartment on the coast, good for parties. Ooh.
I guess three?
Yeah, I'm torn. I would be torn between one and three. A sweet and nice pad and an isolated apartment on the coast. I don't know if I want to be isolated, but it would be kind of sick to be on the coast. I will say something close to the liquor store with a mini bar feels like there's no other explanation of what the apartment is like. It's only your proximity to
that's
a
because
liquor
it's
store.
That's because it's an alley. This dude is a raging alcoholic.
Yeah, if you answer the questions a certain way, you do get an intervention. Just shows up.
He was like, "Are you a beer guzzler?" And then proceeded to ask 10 questions about liquor.
Number three, opinions on smoking. One, feels great, cigarettes, cigars, or from pipes. What? Two is whatever. Three, fine as long as the butts end up in the trash. Four, what?
I mean, I guess I gotta say four.
I'm right there with you, my man.
I don't know what the fuck he's talking. What?
This next one is going to be really tough, I think. Seven, what is your sexual fantasy? And number one is aggressive.
This guy doesn't know it. I guarantee that.
What if he nailed it on the head?
Yeah, that would be fucked up.
Number one is aggressive.
A lunch lady who looks like Sofia Vergara puts her drugs on your head.
Oh, so number four. All right. I don't even know what this means. It says aggressive roar, R-A-W-R. Do you know? Does anybody know what that means?
Just like that's
that's a sex crime. What that means?
Number two is one I don't remember having last night. ... in a car. Whoa.
Oh no.
Three is
at the liquor store.
Three is. Three is missionary, comma, not painful.
Oh no, there's a lot.
What is your sexual fantasy?
Oh my missionary, god,
not painful.
This is really fucked up, man. It's fucked up. This is like, oh shit, I don't want, is that, are those the three options? Those are the only
there's no like, I don't fit into any of these.
I mean,
that's all we got.
I guess I have to, it has to be the not painful missionary. Like,
it would be weird if it was missionary, very painful.
Yeah. Or as usual.
Yeah, as usual, very painful.
I don't want you guys to all think I'm like some vanilla nerd over here, but I guess it's got to be missionary, not painful.
There's three questions here to prove yourself not to be as such. Number eight is, what is the best job? One is dealer with all the sweet hookups.
He's talking about the missionary, not painful.
Two is bartender at a popular place, and three is lifeguard.
I mean, I guess bartender, because then I could only do it like twice a week and then live the rest of my life.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's fair.
When you're selling drugs,
that's your whole life. And yeah, lifeguard, you got drugs. People's lives on your hand.
Yeah. I can't swim that good. And what am I going to sit in that tower? Call the drug dealer.
Yeah. Yeah. That seems like the bartender, there's going to be people who deal drugs there anyway. So I feel
exactly.
Like
the best of both worlds. Yeah, that's the move.
Number nine is, if I could go back in time, I would, one, kill the dude who made weed legal. The world would kick. I'm assuming they meant illegal. They said legal. Number two is, do this and that. What? Three is, chill with dinosaurs.
Oh, man. I think three.
Here's my issue with three, and you're obviously welcome to answer that. There's no chilling with the dinosaurs. You go back, they murder you immediately. There's no way. Yeah, there's no way. This whole idea of like, I'd ride a dinosaur. It's like, all right, why don't you ride a lion then? Because I feel like they're more comfortable. And you wouldn't be able to. Also, riding a dinosaur, I feel like your legs wouldn't be able to wrap around their head. You know, you'd just be sitting on top of it. You'd be loose.
I mean, here's the thing. I don't really want to kill anybody.
No matter, you want to kill the dude who made weed illegal or legal, whatever this person means.
No matter
also,
how
it's not like killing that person would make weed legal.
The one guy, they'd be like, oh man, this black guy had reefer madness. So that wouldn't even work.
That would make it more illegal.
Yeah, I'd only double down.
He has reefer madness.
I guess this and that is anything, right? So maybe
it seems.
So maybe I guess two. These are bad questions.
Yeah, these are bad. All right, this is the last one. Favorite sport? One, sports are kind of lame. Two, surfing. Three, watching is better than playing. Four, natural athlete in every sport.
Oh wait,
he phrased that very poorly.
Yeah.
It should say like favorite sport to play.
I know. Yeah, because what is watching is better than playing. That doesn't. Yeah, this is. I mean, it's not good. None of the questions are phrased well at all. That's part of what drew me to it.
I mean, I guess I gotta say number four. I mean, I did play varsity football, so you know that counts.
Ooh, all right, that counts.
Don't mean to brag. Ooh. An hour and 10 into this thing.
what position we talking? Missionary, not painful.
Actually, was in a car.
That makes football so much easier if you're just in a car.
Yeah. No, I almost got a scholarship.
Oh, there's no rule in the book that says you can't play in a car.
Show me where I can't bring a car to New Mexico State, coach. I wasn't recruited by New Mexico State.
Thank you for your honesty.
Sorry,
we would have gotten some emails.
Yeah, from the New Mexico State coaching staff.
We have an answer here.
Okay, for me,
what Sublime song describes you?
Okay,
do you have a guess?
Man, I think it's going to be Smoke Two Joints because I'm a cool guy.
Damn, you're right that it was a song that was on your playlist, but it was not Smoke Two Joints. It is Bad Fish.
Oh, wow.
And it says, you are unique and like to get out. Surfing is one of your favorite hobbies and get annoyed from pollution and may smoke a little marijuana now and then. What's funny is we did not pick surfing.
No, no, never.
Actively didn't pick surfing.
I have never been surfing. I don't. I rarely go past my waist out to the
natural
wind.
It took natural effort. Literally, surfing was an option and it did not take it. That's great. What I Got came second. 40 Ounces of Freedom were third.
Okay.
All right. We got one more segment to get to before we wrap this thing up and give the rating of the playlist here. So let's get to it. We like to go to the listeners to see what their thoughts are on Sublime, on every band we do. But this week it's Sublime. So let's see some responses. And as we always do, we go to our Patreon subscribers first. If you want a guarantee that your comment will be read on each episode, make sure you get on the Patreon. It's $3 a day a month. So I wrote, what do you guys think about Sublime? Nick Clerkin wrote, the band that makes you look cool in high school, basic in college, and unwell as an adult. Perfectly put, Nick.
Yeah, nailed it.
I think you nailed that. Jessica wrote, is Shane going to replace Jared on this episode? Damn, I wish I had seen that earlier because we could have done that. Although if you're on the Patreon, you'll hear Shane go off on Sublime. We could have just taken that audio because it's nasty. Andy Sanchez writes, truly America's white trash version of the Police, but Sublime is better because they aren't uptight, pretentious. I don't even want to say the last word he says here. But,
was it the N-word?
Yeah, he just said no.
That's crazy. I did not see that come in this podcast.
Zach Drake wrote a long one here. He wrote, I love Sublime. I understand why others don't. I listen to the self-titled album about once a week. That album is in a three-way tie for my favorite album, period. It's not even in a discussion for top 100 best albums, but I love it. I know there are some bad songs. Paddle Out is a dumb song and doesn't fit the album. The Ballad of Johnny Butt always makes my kids laugh when they read the title. A lot of their songs attempt to capture major societal issues, and stoner ska music isn't really an effective forum. I just hope the guests let Tom play the music so they get a fair chance this time. Bobby's only flaw was doing it himself. Oh, Bobby's only flaw was doing it himself. No one could hear it. It's like showing up to your trial without a lawyer because you know you're innocent. So that's from the Patreon. Bobby chose to play the music himself, and I guess people couldn't hear it. So I apologize on behalf of Bobby. That's a Zoom problem. Jess Tabor writes, I enjoyed Sublime in the late 90s, early 2000s, how they should be enjoyed in the past while underage drinking. Side note, can we have a Bobby rebuttal, whatever Jared has to say, good or bad? Sorry, Bobby is not welcome on this show anymore. The next one is, man, I hope Ian likes what he picks. Cool Guy Jokes 87 is going to get his ass fired and only be the voice of Comedy Central, LOL. Damn.
That's that a good job, bro.
That's a sick job. That, by the way, yeah, I meant to say that at the top of the episode. You're going to recognize.
It doesn't matter.
Our guest today is the voice of Comedy Central. We also go to, on top of Facebook, or on top of Patreon, we go to Facebook. But Tommy, do you want to read
some tweets while you do that. Okay, we got Brian Breslau said, I listen to pods in the morning. I listen to pods at night. I listen to pods in the afternoon. Makes me feel all right. at a political, with a poll in there, not the... The poll said, in some parts of the country, St. Louis, for example, it's like Bradley Noel just died, and it's the summer of 96 every single day. They're ubiquitous with meth lab explosions and the court mandating you can only see your kids once a month. I am not a fan.
Damn.
That was a harsh one. Potts McGee said, better get Tom Tegar running
Whoa,
back.
Whoa, what the hell? Is this the first time you've said it?
How do you pronounce that again? Better get Tom running back his classic Allen Sublime Versin bit, which we all remember.
Yeah, let's just, I'll, so David, this is a hot bit I got for you here. This is my character, Allen Sublime Versin. Practice? Practice? We talking about practice? I don't practice Santeria. I don't got no basketball. If I cross your ass over,
that's the longest it's ever gone.
I asked half of a line, and then I gave up.
Papa Chuck meets Bradley Knoll. I love it.
Will's burner account wrote rehab music.
Yeah.
Starla wrote, "You know it's bad when I care more about the dog than any band members. What's worse is they replaced the lead singer and are still going. Sublime with Rome, David's favorite band." And finally, Admiral Snack Bar put in quotes, "I can play the guitar like a motherfucking riot," and then asterisk plays the worst guitar solo of all time.
I love that comment. That's very funny. All right. Since we got a lot of comments from the other things, I'm only going to read a couple here from the Facebook. But
so get on the Patreon if you want to get rid.
Exactly. But we have Liz McNamara, Liz McNamara writes, "A buddy of mine dated a guy in college who was a Sublime cover band named after the water park he and his bros worked at in Naperville, and Jamie and I almost got kicked out of a show once for getting zooted. I love that. And requesting Santeria too enthusiastically." Beautiful. Let's see here. Casey James Salingo wrote, "I got the Sublime CD when I was a kid and loved it so much. My brother hated them and said they wouldn't even be popular if the singer didn't die. And I didn't know he died, so I cried." Oh, that's beautiful. There's a lot of comments here, but yeah, I'll read maybe one more here. Let's see here. Oh, shit. We got one from Sean Flannery. He says, "I have a friend who suddenly got into death metal. He's one of those guys that's into a new genre every month. He went to a big death metal show at Talia Hall. I can't remember the names of the bands, but they were all hilarious, like Satan's Airborne Feces and Hammer to the Head and such. He was wearing a Sublime shirt. The security guard saw him and said, 'I can't let you enter like that. Someone will kill you.' He made him buy a Hammer to the Head," or whatever the band's name was, "tour shirt and change for his own safety. We could never decide if the guard really believed he would be attacked for liking Sublime at the death metal show or if it was just a ruse to sell more shirts. Like, the guard thought this asshole in the Sublime shirt probably got into metal last week and will believe anything I tell him. Anyway, I think about this story all the time. Anytime I hear a Sublime song, it's the perfect band shirt to wear at inappropriate events."
So
that's beautiful. I feel bad because there's so many comments on this, but we are out of time. And yeah, if you want it guaranteed to be read on the show, get on that Patreon. $3 a day a month. Patreon.com/standbyyourband. Now it's time for us to rate the playlist and get the hell up out of here. So let's do it.
Well, Dave, really quick, give your last any last words.
Yes,
about Sublime.
Come on, man. Remember when we were just 15 years old, getting J-O'd, drinking Keystones, smoking a couple of joints before fifth period? Remember that feeling? Let's get back to that. Make America great again.
Buddy, if I was getting J-O'd at 15, I probably wouldn't be a comedian.
As you pour vodka into a glass.
I wrote the quiz. I want to live by the liquor store. I love it. Tommy, you want to take the first round?
So this is tough because I loved Sublime so much when I was a certain age. You know, I'm like your teacher. I loved him when I was in eighth grade, you know, but
shout out to Miss Turkey.
It's hard to give a rating because there was a time in my life where I would have 100% been like 6 out of 6. These are 6 of my 10 favorite songs. And these are 6 of the 10 songs I've heard. But as a 30-year-old man, I'm gonna knock down. I'm gonna take off Wrong Way right away because I find it very disturbing.
Oh, you don't want to listen to that when you're just relaxing?
No, a little too disturbing. And I'm also gonna take off Smoke Two Joints. So I'm gonna go with a 4 because I still love Santeria, and the other ones are silly and fun. Bad Fish got me had me reminiscing, so I'm gonna go 4.
I like it. I don't know how I feel about that. I'll tell you right now, caress me down, I'm taking off the list right now. Huh? It made Someone's me never very uncomfortable.
Oh yeah, you're anti-JOs. I get it.
That's right. I think Santeria is a classic. Wrong Way was I had a nice time listening to it. Doing Time I really like, and I'm gonna go with a strong. I'm gonna go with 3.75 out of six, though. It's out of six, so that's still pretty good. But David, you also get to rate this playlist. What do you got?
I mean, the only thing I would take off is Wrong Way. To be honest, the rest of it, I stand behind.
All right, five out of six. Dave, you got anything to promote?
Hit this back to back to back at a wedding. What? Do I have anything?
Anything you want to promote?
No, nah, man, just stay safe, guys. Oh, listen to All Fantasy Everything and keep jerking each other off.
Beautiful words.
Beautiful. Check out Tommy's Christmas album. Yeah. You can get it. It's still time. There's still time. If you're still doing your Christmas shopping, get that album. It's killer. Go on. Is it still better for people to go on Bandcamp?
Yes, please. Yeah, TommyMcNamara.bandcamp.com.
Hell yeah. And get on that Patreon, patreon.com/standbyyourband. Like we said, $3 a damn month gets you bonus episodes. I want to point out really fast, I've noticed some people doing the dollar option. Read the fine print, baby. You don't get bonus episodes for a dollar. We can't live like this. it's $3 a month if you want to get the bonus episodes. And if you do any of the higher levels, we appreciate it. All right, David, thanks so much for joining us. This was so fun, man.
Thanks for having me, guys. This was great.
All right, guys, on behalf of Tommy McNamara, I'm Tom Dekar. We'll see you next week on Stand By Your Band. Keep it crispy. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.